The Soldier by Neil Asher. Read by Peter Noble.
Haman are deluded in their belief that their close amalgam of artificial intelligence and human being is an eclectic mix. The simple reality is that AI running in crystal or some other modern substrate can incorporate everything it means to be human. Millions of human minds are, for example, recorded to the crystal of Soul Bank. With a scrap of genetic tissue and a regrowth tank, they can be resurrected to their previous state with all its faults and foibles. Forensic AIs, when investigating human crime, can record the totality of the perpetrator, including the genetic code that made him. They can review the contents of his mind and its function, and examine him physically down to the microscopic level before disposal. Human minds have regularly switched from organic bodies to the chassis of a golem android or some other mechanical body incorporating AI crystal. It is notable how few choose to go back. Also notable is the fact that an AI has never chosen to record itself to a human body. The Haman ethos should be seen for what it is, an ideology with its roots in old religions. It arises from the belief that a human being is more than just a meat machine running some antiquated programming whose sum purpose is the replication of its genes. A Haman is a cop-out, an inability to take the next step on the evolutionary ladder to full AI. From Quint's Guide, compiled by humans. Marco's ship surfaced from the faster-than-light continuum of underspace into real space and was quickly back within Einstein's laws. His vessel came to an abrupt stop in the permitted zone, lying 5 light minutes out from musket shot. A dark planetoid, whose mass was over 50% lead. Had Marco surfaced his ship just a few thousand miles outside this spot, it would have lasted a little over 4 microseconds. So he had once been told by the artificial intelligence, Pragers. This was how long it would take the 3-foot-wide particle beam to reach the ship from the weapon system watching that area of space. Of course, Pragers could have been lenient and delivered a warning, but any traders who came here never missed that spot. Apparently, 2 other ships had arrived in the proscribed zone. One had been owned by a tourist who had ignored all the warnings delivered to anyone who programmed these coordinates. The other had been a ship controlled by separatists out of the polity in search of new terror weapons. Both were now cool, expanding clouds of dust. Or so Pragus said.
So, what do you have for me, Captain Marco?
The voice issuing from his console made Marco jerk. Then he grimaced, annoyed at his own reaction. He'd made the deal. It was a good one, and certainly not one he could renege on, considering who he'd made it with. He shrugged his shoulders like he did before going into a fight and opened full comm. The image of a chromed face appeared in the screen laminate before him, and Marco forced a smile.
"Something interesting today," he replied gruffly.
"I never thought otherwise," said the AI, Pragers.
Interesting was what Pragers needed, what all the AIs out here on the defense sphere needed. Marco had learned the story from another trader who used to do this run before him. Here, the AIs, each stationed on a weapons platform, were guarding the polity from one of the most dangerous threats it had ever faced. Automatic systems would never have been sufficient, for the format of this threat could change at any time. But the problem with employing high-functioning AIs as watchdogs was their boredom.